It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday. The Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. I hope you've all had just a fantastic 4th of July week. It's been a scorcher out there, but a great time to get out and grill with your family, your friends. Hope everybody's got all 10 fingers left after putting out all those Michigan fireworks for the first time this year. They were legal. Haven't heard of too many people that blew off their fingers. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. Thanks a lot, Jop. And it is a gorgeous Saturday to get your smoker going. We're sitting in a sea of smoke. We are down in Door, Michigan. We're at a fundraiser for it's put on by Operation Injured Soldiers, and it is actually financed today by Thrivent Financial. Hats off to the Thrivent folks for taking care of this operation. The Grilling Guys are volunteering their time here right now, and the Thrivent's volunteering the meat, and it's all for Operation Injured Soldier. Of course, our affiliation with them is through Sergeant Thomas Lindsley and put this thing on.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day to be outside. The weather's starting to break a little bit. We had record high temperatures yesterday. They're going to get a little relief, and I understand tomorrow it's going to be even better. So it'll be a great day to get out in your backyard tomorrow, especially, and do some barbecue. We're going to talk, got a busy show today. Our friend Rufino Valentine from Valentine Vodka is going to join us here in a couple minutes. We're going to go to the UP, talk to a chef that's running a big barbecue festival up there, and our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brews is going to bust out some summer beers for us. But right now, understand we've got Rufino on the line. Rufino, are you out there, my friend?
I'm right here. How are you guys?
Hey, good morning, Rufino. Thanks for joining us this morning. The heat's had a little impact on Valentine Vodkas as well, as from what we understand.
Oh, boy. It has been hot down here. We lost power in that storm the other day, but we're back up and running now, so...
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. It's difficult to brew vodka when you don't have any power. You've got all that heating and all that refrigeration going on, and you've probably been shuffling a little ice off.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, so anyway, we wanted to talk a little bit about summer iced toddies. And if you folks haven't had a Valentine's vodka yet, you're in for a surprise because I've tasted vodkas literally all around the world, and they vary widely, in my opinion. Do you agree with that, Rufino?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, traditionally, everybody has defined vodka as colorless, odorless, and tasteless, but it probably couldn't be further from the truth. So, you know, yeah, it's real interesting when you get into it to see the intricacies that different vodkas have.
And in terms of rankings around the world, you've been out with your vodka about maybe 5 or 6 years now?
Yeah, well, it seems like it. It's only actually been a little bit over 4 years.
Okay. And winning awards and things like that, I've seen you on Facebook and talked to you a number of times over the past couple of years, and seems like you're always coming back with some really nice ribbons and trophies. And, I mean, you're gaining a name for yourself, and you're making that right in Ferndale, Michigan. And I that's really cool.
I mean, it's been absolutely incredible. And then, you know, two consecutive golds in 2010, 2011 at World Spirits Competitions. This is where they, you know, judge them blind against the best vodka from all over the world. And, you know, that's including the big brands that everybody knows, Grey Goose, Belvedere, Ciroc. And then most exciting, I mean, it's only July right now, and it's already seemed like a full year, because 2 months ago, the biggest spirits competition in the world out in San Francisco, we just took a gold from there. So it's been a crazy year already.
Wow, congratulations. Well, we haven't talked to you in quite a while, and I'm glad you took time. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and thanks for joining us. We are talking with the president and CEO of Valentine Vodkas from Ferndale, Michigan, Rufino Valentine, a fellow that we met a couple years ago, and you have a way about you. I mean, you make friends really quickly because you generally hand somebody a little shot of your superior vodka, and who doesn't like somebody that does that?
Well, yeah, it's funny, especially on tasting days. Friends come out of the woodwork.
So on a hot day like this, if I wanted to make a nice pool drink, something iced up, you know, I'm talking big tumbler, and I want a nice clear vodka drink, what kind of things does Valentine tend to shine in?
Well, you know, I got something special for you today. This is a brand new release from us, and this is it's actually a flavored vodka. We call it White Blossom, and the main flavor is elderflower. Now, a lot of people, you know, might not be familiar with elderflower, but it's a real popular flavor. I actually discovered it in Europe. You can find sodas and even liqueurs flavored with elderflower. So we decided to bring it over here to make this White Blossom vodka, and there's some great summer drinks that you can make with it.
Is that like elderberry? Is that like elderberry?
Well, it's actually, yeah. The flower is what creates the berry. So
nice.
We actually harvest it, you know, before it goes into the fruit. And it's just a real interesting, unique, floral kind of flavor. And it's perfect for the summertime.
Okay, can you ship that to me so we can put it on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And what would you mix that with?
Well, so for a nice hot summer day, like we've been having quite a few of recently, we make, actually down at the distillery, and you guys, you're still invited anytime down there, so I hope to see you soon, but we're doing a White Blossom mint lemonade, and basically it couldn't be easier. What you want to do with all this stuff, I mean, is use good, fresh ingredients. I mean, we're starting with a great vodka, so the last thing you want to do, it'd be like putting used tires on a Ferrari or something. You want to start with fresh ingredients. And what you do is just get some fresh mint, lightly muddle it. I mean, you don't want to crush this stuff. You just want to release the flavors. So you lightly muddle a sprig of fresh mint, add ice and a real nice fresh lemonade, shake that up, add our White Blossom vodka, and pour the ice and everything into a glass, put a sprig of mint and a wedge of lime, and you got a White Blossom mint lemonade.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And we're talking about, give us the name of the Valentine vodka specifically again.
It's called Valentine White Blossom. So essentially we started with our gold medal winning traditional vodka, and then we added natural flavors to it, elderflower being the most prevalent flavor that's in it. But there are a blend of flavors in there.
Okay, so if you're listening out there and you want to find this, it's in liquor stores all around now the Midwest. It's not just Michigan anymore, I believe.
And not it's just definitely Michigan. I mean, we just signed with the biggest distributor in the country for Illinois. We're also distributed in Tennessee, and then we're hoping to add Ohio and Indiana later this year.
Okay, you'll recognize the bottle because it's got a great big fancy Valentine writing on it, and then a very gorgeous Valentine girl on there. So look for the Valentine babe on the bottle. Rufino, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and I'm glad your power's back, and keep brewing up that vodka.
Hey, thanks. It's been great hanging with you guys again.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Rufino Valentine from Valentine Vodkas. Seriously, if you've never tried it, it's the best I've ever had.
Great. Make some great summertime iced toddies. You know, hey, hit us on Facebook and tell us our answer the Facebook question of the day. What's your biggest grilling challenge? And so stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're going to be going to the UP in the next segment. We'll be back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, so I need you here.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.